Bejs amigdos, mei do veio meiro, e sen helkeino de soero seco. Si bohne bejs amigdos, mei do veio meiro, e a suer mira vole por toi.
Welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 177 of December 3rd, 2012, and I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. If you missed the first hour, we started with a little Hanukkah music, selections for Hanukkah. We'll be starting this second hour with some Hanukkah selections also. But first, I want to give you a heads up. First of all, on December 22nd, that's Motzi Shabbos, the 22nd, at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, we're having a cantorial kumzitz. The committee is made up of Cantor Yossi Malavani, Alexander Rabinowitz, and myself. I will be the MC. It's at 8 o'clock. It's going to have food and drinks. It's $25 a person. It's definitely going to be a sellout. Now, if you're not on my email list, well, shame on you, but you can email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. And I'll be sure to put you on my calendar of notices. And another week or so, I'll be sending out the notices with all the details. But I will tell you this, it's going to be sold out, so I don't think you should delay if you have interest. But as a heads up, save the date, December 22nd. Of course, December 16th at Park East, there'll be Shamir Helfgott with the choir with their annual concert. And you can contact Park East Synagogue. That's December 16th. One other note, for those of you who have not purchased Hanukkah presents for your children, grandchildren, or friends, let me make a suggestion that you consider buying CDs of this wonderful music, particularly Chazanis. You never know who you might start someone off on with a lifelong love of this this wonderful soul music. It is a question of exposure. When people tell me they hate Chazanis, my response is, you probably never heard good Chazanis. And I think, as you know, in my own case, I didn't discover Chazanis until the age of 41. 41. How many years ago was that? 35 years ago. And I was enthralled. I went crazy for it. And you never know whose soul you might touch with this soul music. So that's just a recommendation for those of you who still haven't figured out what you want to do for Hanukkah. Oh, yesterday, well, I'll tell you more about the concert that I attended. I know that several of you who are listening were at that concert. So you'll agree with me that Natel Hirsik was wonderful. More about that a little later. And it was a busy evening. Last night I was at the Beit El dinner at the Marriott Marquis, and Mr. Gluck does a great job of running that dinner. Almost 1,000 people there. It was really something quite special, quite special. I'll talk more about the Eldridge Street concert with Hirsik a little later, but let's get on to the Hanukkah selections. We'll start with Jan Pierce.
Lazman, Lazman,
Jan Pierce with the holiday brachas. Oh, by the way, at that Kumsitz, Danny Gildar will be accompanying those of you who wish to sing. And if you want to get a heads up, you can email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com, and we'll talk about the possibility that you shall have your debut, or if you've already had your debut, your post-debut singing at the Kumsitz on December 22nd at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. Fifth Avenue Synagogue. Okay. On to Benjamin Unger. Benjamin Unger, he noted Israeli chazan, and what do we know about him? He was born in 1907. He died in 1984. I believe he was in Tel Aviv. I have some of his some albums, and I will be playing more of his selections. But let's hear two selections that he did for Chana Haneirot and Mo'os Tzur. Benjamin Unger.
Nero calalo da domani chiem a nero calalo da domani chiem ai anni si via anni flao via la lesho ei alla mio famo e asita la te
Tour next. Unger. Okay, Benjamin Unger. And next week, of course, we'll have to have a few of Moshe Oysher Hanukkah selections with good old Moshe. Okay, well, for the past few months, we've had a Kiddush marathon. I've been playing various versions of the Kiddush I won't review with you right now who they were, but we've played 8 or 10 or so. Tonight we're going to hear Shmuel Taube. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. He went to England. He succeeded David Koussevitzky. In 1958, he went to Beth Sholom congregation in Washington, D.C. Let's hear Shmuel Taube. Next we're going to hear Moshe Taube, no relation, but this is Shmuel Taube with the Kiddush.
Mikolu Ohamir. ciò mi amoro son il hato
That's Cantor Shmuel Taube, Samuel Taube. No relation to our next cantor, Moshe Taube, also a survivor of the Holocaust, born in 1927 in Krakow, Poland. At the age of 8, he studied in Krakow with Shmuel Kaufman and Yossele Mandelbaum. He was liberated from a concentration camp, and he went to Palestine, where he joined the Haganah underground, and then the Israeli army. He eventually became a cantor of the prominent Bogoryshov Synagogue in Tel Aviv. In 1957, Moshe Taube came to the United States. He was engaged by Congregation Shari Tzedek. I think he eventually went to Pittsburgh in 1965. And let's hear cantor Moshe Taube with the Kiddush.
Oh.
Beautiful. That was Moshe Taube. This is Charlie Byrne. I'm hoping that you enjoy this wonderful music. Those were two more selections of the Kiddush for my Kiddush Marathon. Actually, I'm going to play one more. You may recall that a few years ago, I was introducing young cantors, Wunderkind. They were 12 and 13, 14 years old. I don't believe I played Kempinski. Maybe I did. Not quite sure. In any event, I was going through my albums, and there was Yehoshua Kempinski, born in 1951. These recordings, I guess he was 13 years old, so that would be 64, maybe 65. 47, almost 50 years ago. Let's hear a couple of selections of Yehoshua Kempinski. This is an extension of the Kiddush Marathon. This is Kempinski with Kiddush.
Oh,
Yehoshua Kempinski. Let's hear one more selection. This is Mimkomcha. I believe this is the Vider composition, but in any event, let's hear another Yehoshua Kempinski.
Matai.
Yehoshua Kempinski with Mim Komcha. Well, yesterday was a busy day. Last night I was at the Beit El dinner. Helen and I were so pleased to hear Michelle Bachmann, or Senator Congresswoman Bachmann, Congresswoman. She was dynamite, absolutely fantastic. And yesterday at 3 o'clock, Mickey and I went to the Eldridge Street Synagogue, the museum, and heard a most wonderful, wonderful concert. It was presented by Pro Musica Hebraica. First of all, I must tell you, I guess I've heard of it, but I really wasn't quite aware. I don't think I ever went to any of their events. But it's a not-for-profit organization based in Washington, D.C. that focuses on the recovery and performance of Jewish classical music. Pro Musica Hebraica was founded or co-founded by Charles Krauthammer, president of the Krauthammer Foundation, and his wife, Robin Krauthammer. Fascinating. I mean, all these years I have idolized Krauthammer on television for his commentaries. I agree 100% with his views. He is just fantastic. But here he was. He was the motivating force behind this. Now, let me tell you. The program was a featured cantor, Netanel Hershtick of the Hampton Synagogue. And he is clearly one of the finest young cantors on the scene today. He just keeps improving, and he just blew us away yesterday. Of course, the choir, conducted by Maestro Yitzhak Chaimov, It was magnificent. He had 12-piece choir there. The year was a string quartet and a fellow by the name of Alan Mason on the piano. They had a looked like a Steinway grand piano there. It was wonderful. It was just an afternoon of joy. And I know that Mickey and I were up in the balcony opposite Peter, and we looked down and saw Julian and Jake and Dove, Joe and Sally, and Cy. Cy was in the first row, and Irving, and Peter. So I think that Mark Schneier was justifiably proud to see and hear. Well, first of all, it was a packed house. It was a little surprising. But you know what? There is still a love for Chazanis. There really is. And I'm really looking forward to the Kumsitz. It's not quite Chazanis, but it's also each time I've run a Kumsitz, I've discovered a couple of wonderful young singers, young talents. Actually, I did have a couple of them at one of my... one of my programs, I was so impressed with them. So you never know who you're going to hear at the Kumsitz, December 22nd. Yes, you'll hear more about that. Anyway, my hat goes off to Charles Krauthammer and to the museum at the Elder Street and to Netanel. Now, why all of this introduction? Netanel sang a selection that is a favorite of mine, and it's Tanya. Tanya by Yossi Green, I think. Well, it's Y. Green. And earlier in the first hour, I played some selections of Avram Fried, from a 1996 concert that he had with the Prague Orchestra and the Great Synagogue Choir. And I want to go back to that those CDs and play Avram Fried's version of Tanya. It's one of his classics. And Mickey, I think you'll enjoy this. Avram Fried sort of crosses the line every once in a while with Chazanis, and he does have that soul, the soul of the singer. Let's hear Tanya from a live concert.
Lifnei ve lifnei וראוי שיח כסריקי כה השם צבוקויס שהוא יושב
Avram Fried with Tanya, his classic. And I will say that Nathaniel Hurstick did a wonderful, wonderful rendition of that. And again, my hat goes off to Charles Krauthammer of the Pro Musica Hebraica. What a surprise that was. Oh, it was delightful, delightful to know that he's involved with, there's always a sense of discovery, you know, always learning something new and a new respect for him. Wow. Again, congratulations for offering us this wonderful afternoon of pure joy. And again, to Rabbi Mark Schneier, you should feel very proud, I know, of your chazen and your choir. Okay, this is a little different. It's a prerogative that I'm taking. It's not Chazanis. It's from Nabucco. It's a favorite of mine, The March of the Hebrew Slaves. And as I was listening to the Avram Fried album that was put out, that's the 1996 concert, there was the Great Synagogue of Jerusalem, the Great Synagogue, with the choir singing Nabucco. So I love it, and maybe you do enjoy it, a little different. So let's hear it, The March of the Hebrew Slaves.
Thank you.
Well, I have many versions of that, some different, and I love it. I do love it. Okay, time for one more selection. Of course, Yerushalayim is on our minds so much these days. I don't want to talk politics about the so-called Palestinian state. What a disaster that is. In any event, our thoughts are of Israel and the classic Avinu Sheba Shemayim by a composition by Saul Zim is certainly always appropriate. So let's hear Ozzy Schwartz with Avinu Sheba Shemayim, prayer for the state of Israel.
Shamayim Tzur Yisrael V'goalo Avinu Avinu Sheba Shamayim Tzur Yisrael V'goalo Barech Barech
Thank you. שמחת עולם ליושביה.
Ozzy Schwartz, accompanied by the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute Choir. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Come back again next week. We'll be into Hanukkah, and certainly you have my Hanukkah wishes. It should be Freilichwim, and just wishing you good health and all that, and should be able to celebrate those latkes. I'm getting ready to make my few hundred latkes. So, shalom, everyone. See you next week.